Welcome to the $100 MBA show, where business gets done while we have a little fun with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn how to turn email subscribers into customers. A lot of us spend a lot of time and effort building our email list online. Doesn't matter if you have an online business or an offline business, an email list is very important. But then we kind of struggle converting these email subscribers into actual customers, people that buy what we offer. It's an important topic, so let's get down to business. All right, so how do you turn email subscribers into customers? That's a good question, and we've got to start first with the actual subscription. When people actually get on your email list, how do they get on there? Well, they get there because you ask them to on your homepage, on your website or something, where you've given them something for free in exchange for their email address. It could be a course, it could be an ebook, whatever it is. But the question is what happens once they're on the list? What do you do? How do you build a relationship with your customers? And that's the whole magic of turning email subscribers into customers, is building a relationship with your customers. How do you do that? How do you make sure people trust you? And that's what it's all about, trust. Because they're not going to buy something from someone they don't trust or they don't value or don't really feel like they've built rapport with you or respect. So you want to make sure that you build relationships with your customers. We're going to talk about how to do that. Now, a great episode that goes well with today's lesson is episode 15, where we have a guest teacher, Paul Jarvis. He talks about building relationships with autoresponders. Now, today I'm going to talk about how do you actually get them to buy something once they've gotten on your list. I'm going to tell you what has worked for us at the $100 MBA. Now, it's all about your mindset. It's all about what your intentions are. Now, when I am looking to get an email subscriber, somebody's on my list, my whole intention is to try to help this person in whatever situation they are, regardless if they're going to buy or not. Why am I doing this? Because I want to be able to be a friend to them, somebody they can trust. I want to build a relationship and not really look for something in return. I'm not really trying to have a reciprocal relationship here. I'm really just genuinely trying to help them. Why? Because one day they're going to need to buy something. They're going to look for someone to help them and take them to the next level. And I don't want them to look anywhere else but me. I want them to say, hey, I've built a relationship with Omar. Omar knows what I'm going through. He's provided me with a lot of value. I'm trying to cultivate relationships so when they are ready to buy, when they do commit and want to actually purchase a product, they're going to come to me and no one else. The first step you need to do is once they've gotten on your email list, what happens then? You obviously give them the freemium, you give them that free product that you've offered them for the email address. But what then? You need to actually continue to give them value. You need to have a series of emails that go out to them automatically. You can do it with an autoresponder that shows that you really want to help them, because hopefully that's your intention. You really want to help them with whatever you're doing in your business. So what I do, or what we do at the $100 MBA, is we make sure that the next series of emails, 4 or 5 emails, are like some really good content, some really good helpful stuff that they need. So I will hit them with a great little freemium, another gift, another little thing they can use, my best articles. I'll give them a video. I'll send them a personal letter. I'll say, hey, what's going on? Tell me what's going on with you. What are you struggling with? Let me know how I can help. So I'm constantly giving, 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 right? I'm never really asking for anything in return. So people really feel like, wow, this person is very generous. They're really genuinely trying to help them. And I'm not just giving them any kind of value. I'm giving them something that I know that they use. It doesn't take much effort to use. They will get a win. Try this and you will get more email subscribers. And that's one of the things I give them, is a little formula, a little exercise that really helps. And it's an article form. And they read the article and it really helps them in the next step. So again, the first step is make sure that you're giving a series. A lot of people just give a freemium and then they start hitting them with offers to buy something. No, just keep on building that relationship. A good way to look at it is that you're actually building a real relationship in real life. You know, like this is not like fake stuff because it's on email. You know, imagine that you invited or you asked out somebody for a cup of coffee, guy or girl, and you asked them for a cup of coffee. Let's have a cup of coffee together. And then after they take the first sip of coffee, you said, hey, let's get married, right? That'd be nuts to be like, what's your problem? I'm not going to commit to you. I'm not going to, you know, get married right now. We just met right now. I don't even know who you are. I don't know what your values are. I don't know what you believe in. I don't know If we're compatible, I don't know if whatever, there's a relationship between us. So it's just as ridiculous online for you to say, hey, you know, join my email list. Here's a free course. Here's a free something. And then the moment they sign up, the next email comes out and says, hey, buy my product. This is a great value. Here's a discount. You know, it's a very abrasive and a very shocking kind of turnoff. It's like, what, ho, you know, is that what you just see me as a customer? You want to build a relationship with them. The second thing I would do is that inquire, ask about them, have a dialogue, email them personally to ask them, what are you struggling with? How can I help you with things? Try to get them to respond to you and tell you what's going on so there is a back and forth and you can help a specific problem that a specific customer is having. So try to have a connection. I know that Justin Jackson, who was our guest teacher on episode 5, he does this on the weekends. He sends an email on Saturday to his list and says, hey, I am open to any questions. Please reply to this email. Let me know if you have any questions or any things you're struggling with. I'd love to reply to them personally. And he does reply to them personally. And it's a great way to connect with his audience. The third step is once you do give an offer, you don't have to make it so overt and so obnoxious. You don't have to have this huge email with all these images saying, hey, buy my product right now, limited time. You could just simply send out another email that is helpful, like an article or a video or whatever it is. And on the PS line where it says PS, you could just say, hey, I have a product that's called X. This is what it'll do for you. And this is what it costs. And I will give you a discount because you're a subscriber, lower subscriber. Take care. I've bought so many things off a PS line because it's not abrupt. It's not aggressive. You know, and it's just like, hey, by the way, this is what I do for a living. If you'd like to, you know, try one of my products, here they are. I give you a discount because we know each other now. And you could do that, right? You don't have to have this huge, like, one-day sale thing going on. That will probably convert better, and my experience has converted a lot better than that. Fourthly, if no one's buying or that customer is not buying after, you know, the PS line or whatever, it's okay. Keep on giving them value. Keep on giving them emails to help them out. You know, maybe they're just in a situation where they can't buy something. Maybe they're in a situation where they're not ready. They're not that serious yet. Now, as you're giving value week in, week out, you can also have a different PS line where it gives them an entry-level way of getting into your product or services. So, for example, at the $100 MBA, we have the $1 trial. So even though the $100 MBA is only $100 for a lifetime membership, which we've, you know, is a pretty good deal, but we know that some people are hesitant. They want to check it out. So we give a $1 trial. They can get started for just $1 and they get 7 days to try out the $100 MBA. They can cancel anytime. If they don't want to cancel, they love it, they can hang on and they pay the $100. So it gives them like a lower barrier of entry. Say, hey, P.S., you can get started at the $100 MBA for just $1. Check it out. Just go to this link and that's it. So maybe it'll just pique their interest. Hey, it's only $1. I'll give them a try. So you could do the same thing in your business where it's like a low barrier of entry. They could try things out. They can just feel what it looks like. You know, they could see, they could play around. They could say, hey, this is all right. I would pay this much money. You know, and if they don't, it's okay as well. You're going to have people on your list that are never going to purchase anything from you. And that's fine. So that's really just the simple formula of turning email subscribers into customers. Is you don't see them as somebody that you just want to make money off. You want to make really help them out. And just help them out regardless if they're going to buy or not. What you're trying to do is build the relationship so when they're ready to buy, they don't look around. They've built a relationship with you and you're the go-to person they want to go to when they need to buy something to help them out in whatever you're offering, whatever that niche is, if it's fitness, if it's health, if it's food, if it's business, if it's whatever. So to wrap up, there are four steps. The first step is, once they've gotten on your email list, make sure you're giving them value consistently over and over again for a few times, at least 5 or 6 times. That's what I recommend. With no offer, here's some great stuff that I would normally sell, but I'm giving it to you for free, great value to help them out, make sure they get some wins. Step two, make sure that you actually reach out to them, connect with them, get them to email you, get them to talk, get them to tell you their problems and what they're dealing with and what you can help them with. And that way you can have a dialogue and build a real relationship with them. Step three, don't hit them hard with a sale after a few emails. Put it in the PS line and just say, hey, this is what I do. Here's the offer. If you'd like, here's a discount. And lastly, if they don't buy, no problem. Keep on giving value. Keep on helping them out. You know, some of these people, maybe they just can't afford what you're selling, or maybe they're just not ready. Just keep on helping them. And then your next step is just in the PS line, give them some sort of trial offer so they can, you know, have a lower barrier of entry so they can be able to pay a little bit less just to get started or just to kind of try you out. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. You could support the show by giving us an iTunes rating and review, and anybody who gives us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride on Friday. We call it Free Ride Fridays, and you get a complete lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. We've been getting some amazing reviews on iTunes. Here's a review from The Overwhelmed Brain. 5 stars, excellent content, quick injection, and solid advice. Really good show. Love that this is formatted for quick bursts of solid advice. No fluff. I totally dig the host and look forward to more episodes. Keep it up. Thanks, The Overwhelmed Brain. Guys, thank you so much for your support. Please bring in those ratings and reviews. We will love you for it. And it gives us exposure on iTunes so we can reach more people. Thanks so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. Before we wrap up, I just want to give a quick shout out to Matt Givinisi from Listen Money Matters, a great podcast about personal finance. Matt Givinisi is the one who created the theme song to the $100 MBA show. Awesome tune. Thanks, Matt. Check out his podcast, Listen Money Matters. All right, guys, to learn more about the $100 MBA, you can visit us at 100mba.net. Hey guys, I just want to leave you with this. If you're in a relationship with somebody, a significant other, it's really important for you to communicate to them what you're doing, what you're trying to do with this business thing. You know, it's really hard to do this alone in the dark without the support of the people that love you. You know, a lot of us, we feel like we're going to be judged or they're going to think we're crazy. But part of being a business person is explaining and selling the idea of what you're trying to do to the people that you love the most, you know? So maybe you just need to explain it better to them, and maybe you just need to kind of just ask them, hey, I need your support. This is something I'm really passionate about. This is really going to make me happy, you know, because with their support, it really helps. I personally kept, you know, my whole business ventures to myself for a very long time, but realized, hey, you got to do it with the ones you love. So make sure you share it with them and tell them what it's all about and show your passion for it. All right, guys, I'll check you next time on the $100 MBA show. Take care.